Darko Buderitz was a teenager in Seattle. His family had immigrated from Yugoslavia when the grunge movement swept the city and American pop culture. But as millions flocked to the music of Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and Soundgarden, Buderitz saw classical music as his rebellion.
Grunge was becoming big. I was like, oh my God, I can't stand this. Put yourself in this situation. You're coming from socialist, communist Eastern Europe. Do you move to the Northwest, Pacific Northwest? It's about as far culturally as you can come from Eastern Europe going in that direction, like both geographically and culturally. Transition for me was very difficult. It was very hard to understand how society functioned, how friendships functioned. So I didn't really feel at the moment that I fit in.
Buderitz was drawn to the cello, which led him to performing in youth ensembles and orchestras, which in turn introduced him to conducting. His path to the podium of the Asheville Symphony has been almost without a stumble.
Okay, so I need to learn an instrument, so I'm going to go study the cello. And after that, I'm going to go to grad school at a big grad school. After that, I want to try and win a competition and get my foot in the door and win a job. And then I want to grow my career. And every one of those steps happened along the way.
This is a year of transition for Buderitz and of travel. His three music directorships will become two when he finishes up with the Missoula Symphony in Montana. He became music director of the Tallahassee Symphony 5 years ago, and he emerged this summer from an original applicant pool of 447 to land in Asheville.
My only desire is to make the best music possible with the best musicians possible. That's my only goal in life. And then career trajectory, not trajectory, it kind of, in a way, doesn't matter. What matters is doing the best possible thing every time you step on the podium.
You're hearing a bit of Mothership, a 2011 composition by Mason Bates. It opened the Asheville Symphony's program in November, and it's notable, among several reasons, because it's simply new music.
I'm constantly in the search for new composers, for new pieces, new music to do. And it's not easy to find that meets all the parameters that, A, one can afford it. Two, that it's something that your audience can handle given its exposure to repertoire, depending what it's been in recent times. Is it something that fits in the concert? Does the instrumentation fit from the concert? Is your hall an appropriate place to do it? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are so many factors.
But new works also have to compete for places on the calendar against centuries of tried-and-true pieces with track records of bringing people into concert halls. Buderitz sees it as his role to prepare his audiences and his musicians to better receive new music. He said Asheville is the first orchestra he's led with the budget to potentially commission new work.
But up until this point, what I've tried to do is, and when I'm looking at new music, I'm looking at pieces that are getting some traction, that have been played more than once, and that are seeing multiple plays in important venues. And then if you bring a piece like that to Missoula or Tallahassee, you're doing service to your audience, and you're saying, here's a composer who's living, who maybe is here present at the concert, whose piece, you know, is being performed and has a life, has a future, and I'm sharing that with you.
Blue Ridge Public Radio is broadcasting the entire hour-long conversation with Darko Buderitz on BPR Classic, airing 7 p.m. December 28th and again at 10 a.m. January 16th. We talk about his difficult transition from Yugoslavia to adolescent life in Seattle. We also go deep into his approach of working with musicians, along with his philosophy about concert programming and the challenges of introducing new music into the repertoire. That's 7 p.m. December 28th and 10 a.m. January 16th on BPR Classic. And, of course, we'll be posting the entire conversation on our website in the Arts and Performance section at bpr.org. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.